Adam, good morning, buddy.
Morning, TK. Morning, Rory. Yeah, guys, had a quick family holiday for the last few days. Been refreshing up. A couple of weeks coming with the footy finals and then straight into the spring carnival. But I don't think I had much fun as you guys. I saw some photos getting around of you two on the Pride of Fanny Bay yesterday, which conjures up all types of thoughts, I must admit.
Yeah, no, it was a good afternoon up there on the boat.
Loz was captain.
I was captain.
I was just a deckhand, like I'm below deck.
Yesterday, I was not going to have a drop of alcohol.
And how'd that go?
And then I got forced into having one, and the rest, as they say, is history.
And that was the end of it. terrific time, Adam, and so much happening, really. How controversial is this about this South African trainer? He's a good bloke, by the way. Mike de Kock coming down under.
Yeah, it created some sort of debate, hasn't it, TK? It looks like he's going to be opening up a new Australian base at Cranbourne down there in Victoria, and there's been a little bit of consternation on social media about the fact that it appears like the steward's going to grant him a licence when he's not going to be in the country permanently to sort of run the base. I think his son, Matthew, looks like he's going to take over the stables down there at Cranbourne, and it's a big boost, obviously, for Australian racing to have a trainer of his stature. He's won over 100 Group 1s in South Africa and all across the world, have a stable down here in Australia. But I think there's a few people got their noses out of joint saying, well, hey, if he can train and set up a base in Australia without even living in the country, well, then why can't other people? So we'll wait and see how it plays out. It's definitely an interesting case.
Freaky's coming down under, is he?
He is. It's been confirmed yesterday, Laurie. Obviously, the news was about sort of Sunday night, but Frankie's coming down to the Magic Millions Carnival early next year. He's not quite sure if he's going to ride in too many races on the race day yet, but he's definitely coming down to play some polo in the first instance against Huey Bowman for the carnival. He'll provide a bit of star power and a bit of publicity for the Magic Millions up there. It'd be great to see him ride at the actual race day up there on the Gold Coast. It'd be a bit different for Frankie than what he's used to at this time of year. I suppose he'd be back home in Europe having a break with a flat season in recess over there in Europe in freezing cold conditions, coming down to the Gold Coast when the humidity's going to be through the roof. But he said he'll ride if he can get a start from one of the trainers and owners. So we'll wait and see how that plays out. But Frankie will definitely be down here for the Magic Millions Carnival early next year.
Yeah. Red Zell, he had a trial yesterday, did he? How'd he go?
Yeah, looked pretty sharp, Laurie. He went to Gosford and it was a pretty star-studded trial up there. He tried without his blinkers, as is customary for him, leading for preparation. He just stayed outside the lead and cruised to the line under his own steam. He looked pretty sharp, so I wouldn't read too much into it. Looks like he's going to resume first up in the Concord Stakes in a few weeks' time. In her time, she's also got a spot in the Everest, was in that trial, and she found the line pretty nicely as well. So just good to see these horses slowly getting back into their preparations. We'll wait and see where they resume in a few weeks' time. Obviously, with Red Zell, he's locked in for the Concord Stakes. Not too sure what Chris Lees' plans are within her time, but obviously most focused on Red Zell trying to win the Everest for a third straight year.
And just quickly, mate, the Missile Stakes?
Yeah, small nominations, TK, yesterday, which was probably expected, to be honest. So Lees looks like she'll be the headline act there with Le Romaine. And I think Anthony Cummings is only going to run Vega Days over his three nominations. So there's only eight nominations in the first instance. If Anthony only runs one of those, we'll be in a very small field of five or six. But I think most interest surrounding Elise in that race, guys.
Good to have you back, Adam.
Thanks, boys. We'll speak to you in the morning.